Hello and welcome to Craig's A-List. I'm your host, Max Reardon. Welcome to a podcast that likes to delve deep into the harrowing monstrosity that is Craig's List and bring up whatever makes us giggle. So I've got two guests today. One is a returning guest, our first returning guest. That's Joe Lijak. Joe, go ahead and introduce yourself.
How's everyone doing tonight?
I asked the questions here, motherfucker.
Oh. yes.
All right. Okay. So, and then to his left, we've got Ruben Cordova.
Anyway, so welcome back to my podcast.
Want to watch a live birth on mushrooms? Hey there. My friends and I were trying to figure out the craziest thing we could do on magic mushrooms and realized that watching a live childbirth would be by far the most incredible, mind-blowing experience that we could think of. We are looking for a woman with child who would permit five respectful 27-year-old men to watch her give live birth while on magic mushrooms. Compensation is negotiable, but for sure at least $100 per person. And the knowledge of knowing that you just blew some people's mind, having a baby come out of you. This offer may not be for everyone. If you know someone who may be interested, please share this offer so that we might fulfill our dreams of watching a live birth on mushrooms. I'm just going to go ahead and slip in there that I love the usage of the phrase, if you know someone who may be interested. I may know people that would be interested. How would I know that? I'm saying I have known people that were with child or who were raising a child or et cetera, and never did this come up. Never did any situation arise in which I would get the information that, oh yeah, actually we would be totally open to letting, was it four?
Five.
Five 27-year-olds.
No. Five respectable.
Respectable. I'm sorry.
They're
never
respectable.
Mind.
They're men.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say we'll start with our freshman, Ruben Cordova.
Hi there. 100%. Okay.
Well, I didn't ask the question
sure.
yet.
Sure. My question is.
Wait, no.
What
my
do you
question.
Think?
So my question is. Would you answer this ad?
Yes, 100%. I wish I was a woman just to answer this ad.
Why?
Why not? You're giving birth. You might as well make money out of it. You know how expensive it is to give birth? It's pretty fucking expensive. I would, to charge $100 just to have like five dudes just look at you, I wouldn't mind that, personally. Especially for that price.
I mean, so I guess I was a little confused. So they're paying her. Right?
Yes.
Yes, they're paying her?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Because for a second when I read that, I thought that she was paying them.
No.
And they were asking for $100 each.
She's getting compensated.
Yeah, you watch us. Watch you give birth and then we take your money.
Yeah, but you're paying us for the experience of knowing you gave five respectable 27-year-olds the greatest enlightenment that they could ever. Like,
you know how beautiful that'd be to see a birth while on shrooms?
So I get the whole thing with psychedelics where it's like, oh man, you want to understand every part of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And birth is representative of like creating a new life. How about death? You're only getting half the equation there. Now, I think if you're really going to go all the way with this post, you need to add that on there. Tack on the full thing, right?
Life and death?
We will pay you $100 to let us watch your birth on Craigslist. And summarily, you will also, as a secondary payment, get to kill whichever one of us you choose.
Mm.
And now we're adding risk into the involvement, which, as we know, risk and fear are two of the best pairings for psychedelic drugs.
But $100, though, for a potential to die, I think that's too...
Well, I mean, you might be able to negotiate. I'd say you could probably knock it down to 75. 75 plus one of your bros' souls. So, Joe, do you think that you would respond to this ad?
Personally, I feel like we're too busy looking at this from the perspective of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see this from a guy's perspective.
Sure.
What is the most almost sacred, most private thing a man can do?
Masturbate.
Vote?
Masturbate.
Masturbating and voting.
Ooh.
I'm drawing a blank. You guys have put too much stuff in my mind.
Voting
right now.
By masturbating.
Like, oh, stop. I mean, is that how Donald Trump got elected?
Maybe.
Now, why do you think that you would respond? You said you would respond?
I feel like if I was a woman carrying baby, I feel like I wouldn't. In fact, I feel like I'd probably delete Craigslist. I don't know. Just the idea of me being on this website with five respectable men. Respectable men are very smart. They have means of finding me, even probably through like the webcam or anything. I'm not smart enough to put like the tape on the webcam.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only option
keeps
is move
getting
out the country.
Stuck to your hands. Yeah, and then it ends up on your forehead. And it's like it's over your own eyes. You're like, oh no, I can't see.
Exactly.
Anything.
It's just, it's too
can't
much
figure it out.
Too much work.
But to give someone the experience to witness birth while on magic mushrooms, that's, there's no price for that. Even $100, I feel, is too low.
They can go to their old PE teacher in middle school and ask to borrow the miracle of life.
Here's my question to Joe now. From your response, it sounded like the word respectable was very important.
Well, yeah, of course. And so let's what change takes
that.
It.
Let's change that.
Yeah.
Like, what will it take to get you to respond to this? Let's say it's not five respectable 27-year-olds. Let's say it's two respectable 27-year-olds, and they're three rowdy, dirty, rough-riding 27-year-old buddies.
It wasn't the word respectable that made me question the ad. In fact, I think the word respectable saved the ad.
Mm.
It goes from being creepy to being creepy. Oh. But hey, at least they're respectable.
Yeah, sure.
These right. sound like, what I want to know is, how is there five guys who are 27-year-old who don't know a girl to ask, so they got to resort to Craigslist?
Wait, hold on. Now, let's unpack what you just said, because that might actually be crazier than the original post. You're saying that instead of posting on Craigslist trying to find someone who was already pregnant, you're saying, why do these 27-year-olds...
No.
Why do they not already know someone who's about to give birth? Because I know, like, one person that's, like, about to give birth. Or are you saying that these 27-year-olds, why are they doing this weird roundabout method of going on Craigslist? They could easily ask someone to carry their child, and it would be much simpler. Is that what you're saying, Joe?
I want to go back to talking about Barry B. Benson, please.
You already have...
This is too much for me.
We already have you saying that you're pro-stabbing.
Do you wish to redact your statement?
No
redactions. All right,
I stand by what I say.
This next one is coming to us from Bloomington, Indiana.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You was wearing a clown outfit. You wear a clown costume and are a car hop. Hit me up. That's the end.
Okay, so let's think about the things that we know so far.
All right, yeah. Wait.
This person was wearing a clown outfit.
Yep,
and they're a car hop.
Correct.
I think that narrows it down.
What restaurant? Wait, first of all, let's identify all restaurants in which car hop is an occupation you can have. I cannot name very many. Sonic.
What's a car hop?
Car hop. Have you been to Sonic?
Yeah.
You know how there's like the people that come out to your car?
Oh, on roller skates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're not always on roller skates.
Okay.
So like any kind of drive-in, like with the you park and they bring it to you, okay. That's got car hops.
That's car hop.
So off the top of my head, we got like Sonic, Jack in the Box, which there aren't any of around here.
McDonald's.
No one's a dedicated car hop at McDonald's.
Not the ones you go to.
What ones do you go to?
Don't worry about it. I'm not telling you about my car hop McDonald's.
Back in time? All right. So Sonic, Jack in the Box, Bing's Drive-In. That's it. That's all I can think of.
Okay. So the people on the roller skates delivering the food. Were they dressed as a clown while doing their job?
I don't know how else he would know. She was dressed as a clown, but this is an exception that she has had to work tooth and nail to get the privilege of. Because I don't know how many places you guys have worked at that require uniforms. I don't think that they'd be cool with me dressing like a clown. Like, you're usually not even allowed to wear ripped jeans, much less go full Pennywise.
Well, personally, when I work at a place, I give 100% motivation all the time. I'm always on call. I will work overtime without extra pay. Once again, my LinkedIn is Joseph Lijack, one space.
There will be time at the end to plug your things.
Please
no,
hire
no,
me.
You had to plug in.
Plugs are at the end.
Plug whenever you can.
Plugs are at the end. Now, let me bring up another possibility. Are you guys familiar with the group Insane Clown Posse?
Yes, I am.
Are you down with the ICP?
I am not down with the ICP.
You're not a juggalo.
I plead the fifth.
I can juggle.
So we have one juggalo.
No, I plead the fifth.
That's true. That fits with the statistics. I read somewhere that one out of every three people you meet is, in fact, a juggalo in hiding.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah. So I think we got an expert here, and this is good. Would you, in order to express your love for your favorite musical group, the Insane Clown Posse, would you, in fact, take the form of a juggalo at your place of employment?
I will pretend like I am. I'm going to put myself in their shoes.
Sure.
Of course, because I would never be an Insane Clown Posse. No. But
Ruben, this is a safe place. This is between you and me and Joe and everyone I share it with on the internet.
Have you ever been to an Insane Clown Posse concert? Not that I have, but I've seen pictures. Those people are tattooed the fuck up. They're just tattoos on their arms, faces. They look like they're a clown. the only place that person can work at would be at a fast food restaurant because of all their tattoos, I'd say.
Or at a tattoo parlor.
Even they don't stoop that low.
Or as a roadie for the Insane Clown Posse.
Potentially. Maybe.
But that's how they rope you in.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, their entire aesthetic has just been an elaborate ploy to make sure that they never are lacking for people to help them out on their gigs.
Exactly.
Exactly. But maybe it's too Insane Clown Posse, you know, fans just falling in love. Can we ever thought about that?
Oh, so you're suggesting that this poster is also dressed as a clown.
Yes.
He is also a juggalo. He is also down with the ICP.
Yes.
So I think we solved that one. I think that this is a heartwarming tale.
Of two juggalos.
Both alike in two star-crossed juggalos, both alike in stature, and they found each other, right?
In the most beautiful place on earth,
in Bloomington, where we lay our.
Oh, God, I hate audio. Audio's awful. I hate listening to things. But you know who doesn't? Mike Lehman of TwoHeadedKitten.com. He'll listen to your stuff. He'll record your stuff. He'll make your audio sound beautiful, like a Wagnerian Valkyrie chorus. He'll go ahead and record stuff for you on set. He'll edit it. He'll do anything you need to sound, basically. Also, there's a podcast up there, a comedy podcast. I show up on it sometimes, along with a lot of my friends. Hilarious skits, a discussion segment as well, that I really like to talk on a lot. Go ahead and check out TwoHeadedKitten.com and let them handle the mic.
Now, this is one of the ones that makes me kind of worried when I set this one aside. The reason this makes me kind of worried is because...
In case one day you die, look through your phone and see all these pictures of, like, Craigslist ads. They're like, wow, this guy sure likes Craigslist misconnections.
If I was worried about what they're going to find on my phone when I die, I would just be in a panic constantly.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Are you saying that you guys don't live in constant panic?
No.
Am I the only one?
I'm completely desensitized to it at this point.
Mm.
I think you just kind of have to accept that in this modern digital world, no matter what you do, like...
I wish I could be desensitized. That's why I drink hand sanitizer, to gain its power.
That's a good method. So this is why this one frightens me. Because you remember last week, this one got edited out. Last week we had one concerning a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that one forward thinking, what is this wacky nonsense? I bet this is going to be some completely G-rated, like, wonderful hilariousness.
Uh-huh.
And immediately it was revealed to be very thinly veiled sexual innuendo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I did not pick up on that at all. Now, that has happened off air probably 20 billion times making this podcast. There are just so many euphemisms that went right over my head. So many pipe cleanings advertised that I thought were just literal plumbers. I just remember thinking, like, why are so many plumbers advertising on Craigslist missed connections? It seems like an awful place to do it. And then a third party had to explain to me that I was an idiot.
You can do that whenever you want.
So with that in mind, this one comes from the Niagara region up in Canada.
Okay.
Mm.
Dogs out Friday night. Any couples going to be taking the dogs out Friday night? If so, maybe we can meet up.
Hmm.
Okay.
I scanned this and I tried to make sure it wasn't something like super dirty, like obviously, but I just can't think of any reason that dogs would be like sexual innuendo.
Well, I think that's your ignorance, Max. I hope so. The normal person knows for a fact that Niagara Falls is one of the biggest dog populations in the world. They love their dogs there. God,
I learned so much on this podcast.
Dogs, population, a lot of them in Niagara Falls. Trust me.
I feel like I know exactly what this is. This is obviously Baha Men, you know, the artist who made Who Let the Dogs Out. They're trying to figure out who let the dogs out. They're saying, dogs out Friday. Are you the one letting these dogs out? This is a warning.
So they are wondering who let the dogs out.
Yeah, yes. This is a warning. They're saying, they're like, are you the one who's letting these dogs out? Dogs Out Friday. Who did it?
Dogs Out Friday. So this is the sequel. Oh, this is like a promotional lead up to their next album.
I feel like it's kind of like the prequel.
Who's letting the dogs out this Friday?
Yeah, it's
any couple's gonna be letting the dogs out this Friday. Taking the dogs out this Friday. That's their new album. Mm. It's a long title, but it's worth it. Now they're actually trying to meet up with people that might be. I think they want to meet up with them.
Take them out.
it's reached a level of like investigativeness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Baja Men, formerly Baja Boys, have been at this mystery since
1997.
I believe you. I'm really bad with numbers.
I think it's 2001.
Since a long time ago.
I think Ruben's right, though. He's definitely trying to, they are trying to take them out. Have you guys ever listened to that song, Who Let the Dogs Out? They are angry. They are saying, who let the dogs out?
Who?
Right now, they're saying, like, who? Who's letting the dogs out Friday? Is it you? Couple, come on. Bring your wife. I don't care. I'll take her, too. This is really collateral just all it's coming damage. Down to.
Yeah, they're not PIs at this point. They're angry.
They're vigilantes.
Yeah.
They're Baja vigilantes.
It's like the Batman, but the Baja Man.
The Baja Man. There you
Baja
go.
Baja Man.
Exactly.
I am darkness. I am the night.
And they're the doing Baja this, man. You know, in Canada because there's no real, like, investigative laws in Canada. Well, what are they going to do? Inform the Mounties?
Apologize.
I like to think that the family of Baja Men have already cleared out their home region, which is, I'm assuming somewhere in Baja. Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas.
Bahamas, yes. My other guess was Baja, California.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a dog in the Bahamas? There are none because the Baja Men took care of it.
Oh, they were all let out and then they were let down.
No, the dogs are, no, they're inside. There's no dogs out. Yeah, they're all inside.
Oh, so you can have dogs. So this is like M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. It's like everyone's just got to stay inside. The dogs must be kept in.
Yes, the dogs have to be in.
Okay.
They've taken care of out. They're taking out anybody that's takes their dogs out.
The Bahamas.
I like to think
terrifying.
It's more like M. Night Shyamalan's movie Pets.
Yeah.
Where the twist is that.
Like The Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah. The Secret Life of Pets.
That's where the cool people call it Pets.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Where the twist is that I paid $10 to see this shithole of a movie.
Hey.
That was a real twist.
That has Patton Oswalt in it.
So anyway.
I like him. What have we learned? We've learned that the Bahamas are a terrifying place devoid of joy, where everyone lives in constant fear of the Bahamen coming to take their dogs' lives if they so happen to just slip and leave the door open one time, their dog is gone.
No.
Not only that, but their dog and their dog's wives. Mm-hmm. Because we've established that the Bahamen, they don't care. Wives, husbands.
I feel you're
looking
at this the wrong way, Max. They're not taking care of the dogs. They're taking care of the people. The dogs are safe. They love the dogs. That's why they're pissed about it.
Yeah, they don't want them getting out.
Yeah.
So they're not killing the dogs.
No, they're killing the people.
They're killing the owners.
Yes.
I like that much more.
Yeah, you know, more humane.
This seems like a happier place
yes,
now.
Yes, I agree.
They take the PETA route. They like to just bypass the pets and go to the real problem, the people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with that. I'm behind that.
Cool.
I'm liking this new DC gritty reboot that we're making. Listen up, Zack Snyder. We got your work covered.
No, actually, Zack Snyder, do not listen. I don't want you directing this.
Please.
Let's get someone else. Let's get
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
This is too obvious.
I feel like we need some N-words in this.
how about
dogs? Dogs have 4 feet.
Adam Sandler.
No.
To direct or to star?
Yes.
Okay, yes. He will be the dog and the director.
All right, moving on. So this one comes to us from glorious, sunny Rhode Island.
Isn't that like only like half a mile long both ways? Isn't this Rhode Island?
It's tiny.
Yeah, like half a mile.
Yeah. And now keep that knowledge in mind when you listen to the title.
Hit me with it.
Tiny human, jean jacket, fanny pack at the Met. I meant to catch you to talk more and completely missed it. You're absolutely striking. Nice fanny pack? Did I deliver that question mark? Did I hit that hard enough?
Yes, you did.
I think it should have been lower.
I feel confused. So yes, I think you did.
So is he confused that the fanny pack was nice, or does he know the fanny pack was nice?
I'm not sure. Confused if it was a fanny pack.
What else would it be? Just like a hunk of flesh?
I mean, I hope not.
Just like an actual like marsupial pouch built
into
his...
But then why would he have to question that?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah. If humans had marsupial pouches, we would be the next tier of evolution.
I would like always just have a whole bunch of random crap in there that I had put in there like for some specific purpose and then not taken out. So I would just have like tea bags and like empty chapsticks.
Oh, like a belly button.
Wow, yeah. Just like my belly button.
Exactly.
Full of tea bags and empty chapsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's I want to read this title again.
Sure.
Tiny human, jean jacket, fanny pack at the Met. This is really starting to sound like song lyrics. Jean jacket,
like,
fanny pack.
I feel like there's 3 options that we can look at here.
Okay.
Either one, this is a child. This is the child he's talking about.
Oh, don't let your child go on Craigslist misconnections, please. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who's listening, do not let your children on Craigslist.
This also goes for my mom. Don't let me on there, please.
Oh, I thought you were going to say don't let your mom on Craigslist.
Oh, no, she's on there all the time.
Okay.
Don't let me on. Keep the child lock on, please. The second thing is this is a literal small person. Or third one, this man is massive. I'm talking like 6'8", and we are all small people to him. We got to think relatively.
Sure.
So our options are, now I like to think, I want to edit, I don't like to think that this is any kind of naturally occurring creature, right? I don't think you would find this person normally in nature. I think this person is so small that it is beyond anything that we've ever seen.
Sure.
This is actually like normal proportions, just a very tiny person.
Okay.
With a tiny fanny pack.
So or kinda
and
like,
a jean jacket, which, bold choice.
So kind of like Mike jean TV jacket. From Willy Wonka, from Charlie and Chocolate. Yes, you know, Mike
exactly.
TV.
Yes.
He
yes,
gets
that's
beamed
very
in
good.
The TV. He gets taken out. And he's literally tiny man.
Wait, is that character's name actually Mike TV?
Yes, it is.
His last name is TV.
I mean, it might be like longer for something, or it may be like TV spelled like.
Yeah. Yes, like that. Very tiny for tiny person.
Which, speaking about that, something I learned today is, you know, in some countries, you have to like ask the government what you can name your kid.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I was reading a thing in Sweden about how...
Especially if it's Sweden.
I was reading a thing in Sweden about how it's illegal to name your child the same name as someone from the royal family. Your child cannot have the same name.
Sweden?
Yeah,
you
but
had
you
had me.
No, I thought you were pro-Sweden. I thought you were pro-imperialism.
I am pro-democratic Sweden. I am against the empire. I'm one of the Swedish rebels. I'm trying to overthrow the monarchy. Yeah. I'm tired of...
Max, you just alienated our biggest group of listeners,
Sweden?
The Swedes.
Swedes. Actually, I just tapped into the resistance in Sweden.
Ooh.
Oh,
they're getting this
them.
On their... all. Yeah, they're this underground what? Base. They're getting this on their ham radio.
What are you doing? Now we have a target on our back for the Swedes.
Good. Let them come.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, you're right.
Ask Norway for help.
King Swedenson, King come at me. I'm ready for you, wherever you are.
Another thing I learned is that in Denmark, when... you were born. Denmark doesn't have conventional last names like we do in the U.S.
Okay.
They don't have... when you're born, you take your father's name, and if you're a boy, you add son to it. If you're a girl, you add a daughter, like D-O-T-T-I-R.
As in Odin's daughter.
Yes, exactly. A name like Alexander, Alexander, Alexanderson is a normal name mm-hmm. and a legal name in Denmark, mm-hmm. but the name John Smith, no. Would not fly in Denmark.
No, it'd have to be John Smithson.
Exactly.
John Smith daughter.
Now you get it.
Joan Smith daughter.
Wait, so it's the dad's last name?
No, first name.
First name.
Dad's first name.
So the dad's
so
first
you
name
would
had
be,
to be Smith.
So he would be Reuben Reubenson.
Reuben Reubenson.
For anyone who doesn't know, Reuben is actually a junior.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You met my dad.
I didn't ask his name.
I said, this is Reuben.
Listen, if I'm talking to someone's parent, I'm terrified. I don't know why. I'm just terrified.
He was giving you tacos.
I know. That was even like more because now I'm indebted to him. All right, let's get back on track.
Sure.
We have an individual. He sees this scientific anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
This little, let's say it's the size of a tea candle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the trailer for the movie, what is that fucking called? With Matt Damon in it, where he becomes a little person.
Oh, yeah. Captain America World Police.
Yes, exactly. No, the other one, I don't know, it was some terrible movie. Regardless, I think that's what I envision when you say tiny person like that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
It's not offensive to anyone.
It's offending me.
I still
it's
like the idea.
A small, like, pocket-sized individual.
I still like the idea that
you
this is,
carry
like,
in your shirt pocket.
A massive man. I'm talking, you know, earlier I said 6'8". No, that doesn't cut enough. 8'6". I want him to, like, see this normal guy.
What,
who's,
8 foot
like,
six?
8 foot six.
Go higher. 10'10".
No, please. That's too massive. That's too out of proportion. I'm sorry for any listeners who are 10'10". I just want this massive guy to be walking down the street, see a regular-sized man who's, like, 5'10", 5'11", and just go, oh, look at you. Look how so cute. And then pick him up and start, like, cradling him like a baby. And this man's like, I'm late to my 9-to-5 job for this.
Now, you said this was at a Mets game, though, right?
At the Met.
The Met. What's
which
the
is
Met?
A museum.
Ooh.
Mm, I didn't know the baseball team had their
own
museum.
That was right? In Rhode Island, though.
Exactly.
I thought that the Met was not in Rhode Island. I'm very uncultured. Anyway, so I have a different direction I'd like to take this in.
Uh-huh.
And feel free to resist if you'd like.
Just like
the Swedes.
It seems to me that a very important detail is this fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would someone need a fanny pack? Because they need to carry something. We've already established that there is a being
Ooh.
So if there is a being that is very small, what would you say you could fit inside of a fanny pack?
Another small person.
Another small person.
What?
So you have a Russian Matryoshka doll scenario here. You've got a tiny man with a tiny fanny pack. Now, if you're suggesting that the original poster is a huge, huge man, you have huge, huge man. He has like a big fanny pack.
A backpack.
A fanny pack.
A backpack-sized fanny pack.
A backpack-sized fanny pack. We've got a large man with a smaller man in his fanny pack, who has a smaller man in his fanny pack, who has a smaller man in his fanny pack. But at some point in this fanny packs all the way down scenario, one of them escaped. Here's the problem, right? Each fanny pack man, each jean jacket individual has their own role to play in this ecosystem, right? This is a symbiotic relationship between, let's say there's 12, between these 12 jean jacket fanny packed men.
Or maybe a parasitic. Who says that this big man allowed these little fanny like pack men to live?
You're suggesting this is not a benevolent relationship.
No, of course
not.
You're
suggesting
it's quite malevolent, actually.
That the small, adorable, little tiny dude escaped. He escaped from the clutches of this horrific, horrific monster.
Listen, I'm just saying, let's just assume that this man is very tiny, so small that he's almost by no natural standards. I'm talking 5'10".
I was going to say, so the poster is the big man trying to find the little man, right?
Yes. The one that we don't like. We're not rooting. We want the little man to run away.
Okay.
We want him to get very far away.
Yes.
Whoa, why are we rooting for the little man here?
Because
I never root for the little man. I'm always a top dog coming
out. Okay, well, so that's good because we've got some controversy here. We've got the wrong side on the right, and then we've got the right side on the left and center.
Just like real politics.
Yeah, just like real politics. Oh, you crazy bastard.
I'm just saying, I like a good overdog story. You know a movie, Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah.
There's not room for those angels.
We've got big evil bully.
Sure.
Joe's favorite.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We've got adorable, wonderful, tiny person.
Joe's not favorite.
No.
Now, is this a man or woman? Because in this post, they say stunning. Normally, I don't use stunning to describe a man.
Okay. So it's let's give a name.
Sure. Jean jacket.
Jean
jacket. Jean.
Jean jacket. Fanny pack. It. Mm-hmm. Jean jacket. Fanny pack. It.
Yes. Sure. Fine.
And Jean middle name jacket, last name fanny pack. It.
And how about we give the big man a name just as fitting? How about Swedenson? He's a king among men.
King Swedenson?
King Swedenson. The Swedes are tall.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
The Swedes have infiltrated Rhode Island.
He's trying to make his way to the resistance.
Are the
in Rhode Island
little men?
Is that why they're yet? That's what we need. We need infiltrators. So you understand, you've heard about this new super weapon that Sweden is building.
What is it?
The Death Pancake?
Oh, the Death Pancake.
The Death Pancake. It's like really fluffy. They add eggs to it. It's really good. They're trying to keep it under wraps, but we know all about it. We got the plans to it. We had a team of people. They went in. None of them made it out, but they made a noble sacrifice to get these plans to this Death Pancake. We got the plans. We have them, but we need someone tiny enough to fit through this one small itty-bitty hole. We need a tiny, tiny man to get through this hole in this pancake. It's an air bubble. You know how they get air bubbles. And
yeah,
shoot the center of this pancake that will prevent it from growing and encompassing the entire globe, which is exactly what King Swedenson wants.
Ruben Rubinson. I like that. Max
Johnson.
Johnson.
But once I produce a genetic clone through like
of yourself,
literal cloning, I'm building a lab in our bathroom. I hope you don't mind. Once I actually produce the perfect replacement, in case anything should ever happen to me, something that can carry my torch and I can upload my consciousness into, he will be Max Maxson.
Max,
an awesome name. All right, moving on. So this next one is going to dip into familiar territory.
Is it my father?
Healer needed. This one comes to us from Northern Virginia.
Ooh, are these the shadow healers again?
That's why I clicked on it, Joe. Healer needed. I am looking for a female who is interested in reading books while being topless. It is for my health. Please contact me if you're interested. Thank you.
Of course it's for his health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a new rare condition where if he doesn't see a female topless reading, he will die.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard about that.
It's a very sexy condition.
We've got an individual who needs a healer, and his form of healing that he's looking for is a female who is very into books
and being topless.
Also not into shirts. Do you think that you would respond to this, Joe?
I would respond about how this is sexual discrimination. Why can't I go in, just take off my shirt and start reading a book? I can be a healer.
I don't think that would treat his condition. He seems to have very specific medicinal requirements.
It has to be a woman.
I guess so. You know, normally, if he hadn't included that it was for his health.
I feel like this is one of those, like, made-up conditions, you know, like diabetes.
Oh, don't ever suggest that his condition is manufactured. Why are you trying to make him... Oh, listen, if this was a different situation, if he hadn't stated that this was for his health, I might have suggested that this was like a really old creepy guy posting from his basement in Northern Virginia on Craigslist, just trying to get some hocus pocus, which is...
Well, we don't know any of that. I mean, old creepy men who post from their basements, they can also get sick.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Normally, I would have immediately identified this as this is just perversion. But he has now... like included the details that
actually
this is
we don't
actually...
even know if this is a guy. This could very well be a woman.
That's true.
Why are we being sexist?
My God,
it's weird when you're talking about one of the sexistest things that I've read past few days, and you end up being the most sexist one. So you're a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You are female.
Uh huh.
You do like reading books.
Okay, that was gonna be my next question.
Would you respond to this ad?
Do you think it pays? I'm asking you. Do you think this guy will pay?
I mean, who's your favorite?
What do you think I'm
who's
doing...
your favorite person?
My favorite person, Danny DeVito.
Okay, so this is Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito needs me?
He has a terminal condition, and the only solution is for him to have a female healer with no top reading books to him.
I am coming, Dan. I am coming, Danny. It's okay.
All right.
Yes, I respond, as long as it's Danny
DeVito. I respect that loyalty.
My question. Do I have to be a healer, or is just me being topless, reading a book, enough for being a healer? Do I have to have any magical properties to me?
I think that for his specific illness, that is the healing that he needs.
Yeah,
right?
To being topless.
It's not a magical healing. This is not shadow healing.
Sure.
This is not shadow work.
Yeah.
This is definitely not shadow work, because this has amateur written all
it
over
is.
It. And
very,
shadow healers, they're very professional.
They're professional. They actually might get kind of upset about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, they might get their lawyers after this guy.
They're like, female,
this
just reading topless?
Giving,
I could do
this. This is giving healing a bad name.
This is...
Now, what book would best suit this scenario? Like, which book do you think would be most suitable to read to a terminally ill Danny DeVito while you weren't wearing a shirt?
The Bible.
I'm liking it. I'm liking it a little bit.
Because, I mean, like...
Can we find something better? Can we talk...
nothing is better than the Bible.
Can we talk The Secret? Go, dog, go.
I mean, it's Danny DeVito. He's a pretty smart guy. Whatever book you bring, he'll just be happy.
Yeah.
He's a lover of art.
I think it needs to be a self-help book.
Self-help?
I think a self-help book. I think Seven Habits of Highly Efficient People by Stephen Covey.
The other day I saw How to Fold Tablecloths for Dummies. And you know those dummy books, like the yellow ones? It was a thick book. I'm talking like 3 inches.
Well, you know
how many different ways are there to fold the tablecloth?
There was actually a folded tablecloth in the book. That's why it was so
thick. It kind of like gives you like
it was hollowed out.
Joe, are you attacking the art of folding tablecloths? You're attacking some of our listeners.
I'm sorry, you sweetest resistance fighters who just love folding tablecloths. You know, all two of you listening to this.
Your comment does not spark joy.
No.
Is
this podcast supposed to spark joy? I thought that we were just kind of unleashing like malice into the world.
That's why I had you here.
It's kind of like a Pandora's
box.
Because
like it is. Like, I need you, Joe, to neutralize that. I need you to fight this shadow that is being brought into the world.
Do you want me to take off my shirt and start reading to you, Max?
Yes, please.
Is this whole podcast just you to read us your Craigslist ad because you know we don't go on Craigslist because my mom won't take off the child lock?
Yes, I have figured out how to GPS spoof. Kicked me in the balls. This one comes to us from Rhode Island.
No.
Kicked me in the balls. What the title says. Mm-hmm. Interested?
Am I doing the kicking? Did I already kick him in the balls?
No. I mean, well, if you are the poster...
Mm-hmm. I already kicked him in the balls.
The poster wants to be kicked in the balls.
Okay.
No, wait. I thought he said kicked, as in past tense.
Yeah.
I think that might be a typo.
Is that the entire...
That is thing? Literally the entire thing.
Kicked
I will
me
show you
in
right
the
now.
Balls.
Kicked me in the balls is the title.
What the title says. Interested? Question mark.
And he says he knows that people are going to want more information. So he has... considered this possibility and decided, no, that's good. They got all they need.
Well, I mean,
I don't know like how you could assume that there was any more complexity to it. I want to get kicked in the balls. What's so weird about that?
No, I don't think they want to get kicked. I think they were kicked in the balls. So this person who kicked them, I have to say that they're a very brave individual because, you know, it takes a lot of guts to kick someone in the balls. Yeah. And also to live in Rhode Island. That's a very brave thing you're doing.
A lot of tiny people going around.
A lot of tiny people. Living in a place where it's just like 2-inch men just walking around constantly with fanny packs.
None of them quite have the height needed to reach that area with their kicks.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this is a time traveler. He has a time machine and everything. He wants to be kicked in the balls. So he was already kicked in the balls, but he's trying to find the person to kick him in the balls. That's why he's kicked in the balls.
So that's why in the first, it's like one of those time loop things.
Yes, exactly.
The reason that he was kicked in the balls in the first place is because like he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And in order for the timeline to be made right,
yes,
there's a candidate, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing that inspires him to become the next president of Sweden is he needs to get kicked at the balls at this exact place at this exact time.
100%.
So this man goes back in time to push himself into this kick.
But I'm just saying, if you are that dependent on this kick to build yourself a time machine or maybe borrow someone else's time machine and come all the way back here, that's already a lot of work. Why would he skimp out on the title then? He should just be real, like, forthcoming with it.
You don't want to be too obvious, because if you make it too obvious, people are like, nah, I don't want to kick this guy in the balls. He's fucking crazy.
This is some weirdo. I don't want to kick this weirdo in the balls.
Exactly.
I thought I was going to come here for a nice, wholesome ball kicking.
Now, here's my question. What does he want? Like, what does he need? Because, like, the question...
I think it's pretty obvious what he wants, Max.
The only question actually located in this entire post is, interested? Eh? Kick me in the balls.
Is that not just like a basic like
you in or you in?
Is that not just like the Craigslist thing that like fills in if you don't write anything? Does it just like or did he actually write that?
You wanna
did he actually write balls? Did he actually write that, or is that what Craigslist like just puts on if you don't like put anything like in like the title?
He probably had to clean up a lot of that. You wanna kick me in the balls?
I get what you're saying, Joe. I don't think Craigslist does that. I think you could just put a title and then a description.
And then just no description.
Yes.
So he actually wrote down.
Interested.
No, it's not autofill.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is no autofill. You can just like, you have to have some characters, but you don't need much.
Here's what I'm thinking.
This man purposefully typed, listen, you read the title. You know what I'm all about. You know I'm about getting kicked in the balls. Are you in or are you out?
Again, time traveler. Kicked the past.
Why does he need help then? It sounds like he's got it under control.
I don't know.
What does he need someone else to be interested in? Telling his tale.
He needs the right person.
He's gonna die.
He needs the right person.
This is when he dies. This is the natural ending of his life.
Mm-hmm.
As he pushes this man into this ball kick in order to save his life and the life of the world, he, in fact, takes a bullet. He knows that he is walking to his death.
He takes a bullet for Danny DeVito.
And he needs someone. He needs someone to chronicle his tale. He needs someone to make the legacy of this kick live on. So that he in the future will know that this is what he has to do. That he has to go back in time and kick himself in the balls. Or get himself kicked in the balls.
Yes.
Yes.
To stop Robot Hitler.
To stop Robot Hitler.
Yes.
Because,
you know the butterfly effect, right?
Right.
You know, and small little thing. The small little thing of him getting kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
That stopped Robot Hitler from being created.
Listen. I think you guys are going way too in depth with this. Sometimes a man just needs to get kicked in the balls.
Yeah.
He doesn't want, maybe he doesn't even want to be kicked in the balls. Maybe he knows it's for his own good. Maybe he's just like kind of like
he needs to be put in his place.
Yeah, he needs to be put in his place. And he understands that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I mean, the man lives in Rhode Island. He's already made a lot of mistakes in life.
Or, hear me out. He's pretending to be somebody else, right? He wants somebody else kicked in the balls. So he's pretending to be someone else. So he says,
and then he answers his own Craigslist ad. He goes, hey, bud, I heard you want to get kicked in the balls. And the guy goes, what? Bam, kicked in the balls. And then when they go to court, he's like, listen, officer, I was just following his Craigslist ad. They pull it up.
Yeah, that's true. Craigslist ads are always a good defense in court.
Uh-huh.
If you were following a Craigslist, guys, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening at home. If you were following a Craigslist ad when you committed a crime, the law cannot touch you. You are protected from everything.
I would know. I'm a lawyer.
Yes. There is a lawyer on the program.
Yes.
Yes. It's he can attest to this.
But it is me.
He's very tiny. None of us can see him. Yeah, I have him in my fanny pack right now.
I wasn't going in that direction, Joe, but I like that.
It's
actually
very sinister. It's
trying
very
to get
good.
Trying to
it's
get sued. Good. I was trying to say, like, he's just going to give, like, fake details about this. Like, oh, yeah, this is what I look like. I look like a 5'10 blonde Polish dude named Joseph Lagjack.
Hey, 5'11, buddy.
Kick me in the balls. I'm going to be here at this
5'11 and a half. Get it right. Don't try to talk. I'm trying to get plugged for a job, kid. Come on, don't put that out there. For any jobs listening, I am 5'11 and a half. I'm willing to lie on my resume, say I'm 6 foot, just for the company. Anything for the company.
Okay. This one comes to us also from Northern Virginia. Northern Virginia.
What is up with the eastern coast of the United States and just all these smart people using such a reliable website?
Well, this is a different type of smart we're about to get. Northern Virginia. We scatter ashes. When a loved one passes on, and sometimes their wishes cannot be fulfilled, we will scatter their ashes, cremains, at a local destination without cost to you, a park setting, body of water, or scenic view. It's your choice. We frequent lots of scenic areas perfect for the celebration of releasing ashes. If a sea or bay release is requested, a boat rental fee would have to be covered by you as an additional expense. If the area requested is more than 30 miles outside of the DC area, a donation for gas would be appreciated. A video of the release can be provided upon request for a nominal fee to cover cost of DVD. Ceremony includes a prayer of your choice, recited at the time of release. Video recording of ceremony. DVD of recording, $13 to cover cost of DVD and shipping. As we leave this earth, we believe that a dignified send-off should be a given. Let us take the burden of this last final wish off of your shoulders. God bless, Pam.
Shout out, Pam.
So we're talking about smart cookies. This is a very smart cookie.
Like I said, Eastern Seaboard, people using website Smart People, which I could be surrounded by smart people, but I honestly think this actually is the most wholesome Craigslist ad. I mean, she has a business. She's providing for it. Listen, people die. People are, this isn't even like specifically for like people's ashes. It could be for like dog's ashes.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Because they do say like ashes in the thing. I thought you were suggesting just any type of powder that you want released over a large
scenic
area.
In the name
area.
Of a loved one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
Grandpa really liked hot Cheetos. He just loved them. But then, like, they get stuck to your fingers.
Mm. Are they loved ones, though, Joe? Because, like, if they were a loved one, wouldn't you want to release their ashes yourself?
That's what I thought when I read this initially.
Yeah.
It seems like, why would you take this intimate... No offense to Pam. No offense to Pam, but why would you take this very intimate moment and just outsource it to somebody that is, hey, by the way, charging you a lot? Because they are really throwing in costs at every possible step
of
the process.
Hey, but it's still cheaper than getting a coffin.
If you do want me to walk upstairs, you are going to have to pay for my heels to be replaced. If you want me to actually breathe while I'm scattering the ashes, you will have to pay for a gas mask, a Vietnam War era gas mask.
Do I have to pay for the gas mask? I mean, unless you want your loved one inside of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, do you want me to inhale Grandpa? I don't think so.
I
don't think so. That'll be $30.
Well, I mean, maybe Grandpa likes that. Maybe he's like, it's Grandpa's last wish. Like, he's like, hey, he goes, I don't have much time left on this earth. I want you to hire a ash spreader. Tell her to breathe in deeply.
Who's the musician that has the song Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die? Is that Willie Nelson? I think it's Willie
Nelson. I think it's Elvis.
It's definitely not Elvis.
I think it's Elvis.
But so Willie Nelson has a song called Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
Elvis.
But I'm just...
That might be pretty feasible, actually.
I'm just saying with this, I mean, when people die, there's a lot of stuff that you got to do after they die. I mean, you got to go through their house. You got to look for all the valuables. You got to pick, like, you know, the rings and, like, the necklaces and the gold stuff. Like,
you don't have time to release their ashes.
Yeah, you have time. You don't have to do... I mean, plus, they're dead.
It does sound really time-consuming.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Going somewhere, walking? What am I? In the 1800s?
Walking... Shaking a container.
I mean, maybe when Tesla invents those like driverless cars and I can get there while eating a pizza.
Oh, I thought you were going to say when Tesla invents those ashes scattering robots.
Oh,
yeah.
You're thinking two steps ahead. I like
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, if you were listening to this, we trademarked that idea. Don't even think about it.
Also hire Joe.
Also
hire Joe, yes.
Yes. I would drive. I will do my best to crash your driverless Teslas, show you that I'm the common denominator of the American man.
He is a white hat hacker. He will find the hole in your armor.
There doesn't even have to be a steering wheel. I will find a way.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking, though. This isn't meant for loved ones. This is meant for, like, creepy Uncle John that, you know, we can't, like, just have his ashes there.
You're just obligated.
We don't know what to do with them. Might as well just send it to these people.
Plus, what does John care? He's dead.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Plus, he was creepy.
Yeah.
Plus. So creepy Uncle John, he's, like, on his deathbed. He's talking to his family, and he's just like, I want you guys to scatter my ashes. Dead. So we've got creepy Uncle James, and he's at his deathbed. His last dying request is that you scatter his ashes over a scenic area, let's say the parking lot of a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever been to North Virginia? It's a pretty place.
Yeah. Especially Dollar Generals.
Exactly. That's all they have there.
Yeah. So the family doesn't want to get haunted by creepy Uncle James.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, I mean, we got to do this.
Yeah, nobody wants to fucking just
Well, not everyone can afford shadow healers. So they don't want to get haunted, so they know it's their obligation to actually do what he says.
But they're busy, like,
they're busy people. And also, they really don't want to, like, touch anything about that person because he was kind of slimy and gross.
Yeah.
So they're like, listen, it's worth the cost. Let's get Pam to just toss them out.
Plus, Pam says she'll do it for free. It's the cost of, you know, if you want to throw it over a boat or a DVD.
Oh, free. Oh, thank you, Pam, for these free services.
Yeah, but nobody wants a DVD or of creepy Uncle John.
That's what that was another thing I was saying. Is this a thing that people want? Was this, like, video evidence to prove that they did it?
I mean, if they are a loved one and, like, you want to, like, remember the moment, like, filling in their last wish.
Then do it yourself. If your issue is,
it's the important. 1800s? Come on now.
If your issue is, like, it's really important to me to experience this moment, then don't hire Pam to do it. Do it. Experience the moment. Don't hire Pam. Don't hire Pam and tell her to, like, take a selfie with it.
Okay, but what if they want, like...
take a selfie with Uncle James' ashes flowing in the breeze. Some of it's, like, getting on her face, Big Lebowski
style. Someone's touching her.
Well, let's think about this. I mean, like, say that this person dies in their will. Maybe this is for, like, one of those last requests where, like, you don't really know the person too much, but they put you in their will because, like you said, they weren't very, like, well-liked in life.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend, I'm going to say Corey. Let's say Corey wasn't well-liked in life. You held the door open for one time. He goes, you're going to be in my will, and you're going to spread my ashes. You're going to...
If I had a nickel.
You're going to take a boat ride out to...
It's gonna be an
exact geographic middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and you're gonna dive 50 meters under. You're gonna release my ashes, and you're under a legal obligation. I'm telling you, you just what did you do? You held a door open for a guy. That just shows. Don't be nice.
Yeah. So I gotta say,
you can hire her to do that.
I gotta say, you're a very polite dude. You place a lot more stock in the social contracts of door holding than I do.
Now, if you don't mind, if I take this in a different direction,
I don't.
Okay. Pam is a very Swedish name. Dirt looks a lot like ashes. She's not using the ashes and spreading. She's just spreading dirt. How would you know?
Oh.
She's using these ashes, to build a clone army of all these old people.
Oh, I thought she was just going to stockpile the ashes and playing them.
I was thinking that you were taking this in the direction that she was just kind of a shyster. But
no.
You're saying that she has even more sinister, that this is...
No. Swedish resistance.
Oh. Pam,
is...
if you're listening. Pam, if you're listening. Listen to me, Pam. The eagle lands on Joseph's golden nugget.
Oh, God.
I repeat, the eagle lands on Joseph's golden nugget.
I don't want any of that.
Pam is building an army. I'm going to say it. She's building an army with the remains of
God's
these ashes.
Godspeed, Pam.
Don't you guys... Maybe Pam's retired. Maybe she's just trying to get out of the house once in a while. And
sure.
If that means spreading people's ashes... You know, that's a good
or that means starting a resistance in the Swedish government.
Tomato, yep. Potato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Potato, Nevada.
Yeah. Pneumatic value.
All right. This has been Craig's A-List. Our guests today were Ruben Cordoba. Ruben, you want to plug anything?
Tame Impala released a single today. Check it out. Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Kind of meant your own stuff, but...
I frequent bars.
That's... Do you know what a plug is?
Yeah, I frequent bars. Hit me up.
Yeah, if you go to a bar, ask for Ruben
Cordova. Oh, so you're just plugging yourself.
Yes.
You're like, you're not plugging anything you've done. That you're just literally plugging, what's up? My name's Ruben.
No, you go Let's to a chill. Bar, you go to the bartender, and you're like, hey, Ruben Cordova, please. And then he comes out from the back.
Yeah.
He's like, I heard you were asking for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pick Joe? A bar. I'll be there.
You got anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, of course. Lately, I've been cooking potatoes recently. I've been using a lot of good ingredients like olive oil, pepper, garlic. You know, all like the stuff that makes potatoes taste good. I am offering to sell these at a modest price. You can check out my Craigslist ads to know more.
Okay.
As your lawyer, Joe, do you want to plug anything else? As like maybe a LinkedIn profile?
No, I can't think of any. Why? Would you want me to plug your LinkedIn profile?
No, I'm good.
Do you have a LinkedIn for your mashed potato ingredients retail store?
What am I, a professional? No, I'm just an amateur cook. Hey, anyone who's like expecting professional quality potatoes, do not get your hopes up. This is honestly just a guy who's just hanging out, slicing potatoes, cooking them with all the good ingredients, maybe throwing a little cumin in there.
It's always good to have a disclaimer of don't get your hopes up attached to a goods or service.
You said we could plug whatever we want, so we're plugging our...
Hey, man, I'm not going to cut it out. So I actually also have something to plug. I would like to plug, I'm starting up a new startup. I'm going to be scattering ashes. I don't ask whose ashes. It's not important to me if you liked them or didn't like them. I don't really care. If it doesn't have to be just one person's ashes either. If you got like a few people's ashes and they're all just kind of all bundled together, I will scatter those. Our tagline is we scatter ashes. It's ashes to ashes, you know, like the David Bowie song.
When people's ashes are just taking too much space in your place.
Yeah.
When your mantle, when you're like
fireplace mantle. Are you tired of ashes cluttering up your place?
When your fireplace mantle is just chock full urns and ashes, that's when you know.
Yeah,
that's
when you know.
I'm picturing it now, the infomercial just of someone like tripping over. Ooh, crash. Oh, anyway, I would like to add one thing to ashes distribution, mm-hmm. which is working title. Don't get your hopes up, guys.
Don't get your hopes up. He might not scatter all the ashes. You'll get the urn back. It'll be half full. You'll be like, hey, what is this?
I would also like to add.
Just scatter them on your lawn.
I might.
You might just scatter them on your cat.
I would also like to add to my plug. Don't get your hopes up.
Yep. Oh, it's for Ruben.
Yeah, for Ruben. Don't get your hopes up.
Hey, you go to the bar. It's like, hey, a bartender, Ruben Cordova. He's like, yeah, I'll bring him out. You come out. You're like, hey. And they're like, aw. Hey, buddy, there's no false advertising.
Yeah, I'd never lied.
All right, thank you, guys. This has been Craig's A-List with Max Reardon. See you next time.
Bye.